Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for December 2023. So we are inching quite quickly towards the new year of 2024. And so I do have those forecasts up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each life path number. If you haven't checked yours out, be sure to do so. This is also a great time to take a look at your own personal numerology in a year ahead forecast or your diamond report. If you'd like to take a look at that or dive a little bit deeper, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Life path number 8. So for you all, you are going to be working with the energy of the 9 in December, and you're also going to be working with the energy of cardinal spirit. So this is beautiful combined energy, because when we have the 9 cycle, it really does sort of open a channel into our own higher consciousness, our soul, the spirit realm, you know, just sort of an elevated sense of belonging and connectivity. And so there is definitely something here. I don't want to say where the veil is thinner, because I feel like the veil is always thin. It's just how we tap in. But there's definitely something here where you can feel like you're having some kind of a very divinely guided experience or a very spiritual experience this month that's opening you up to a higher side of yourself and tapping into that and tapping into some more of your maybe divine gifts. There's definitely something here, especially with cardinal energy coming through, because a lot of times we associate cardinal energy with loved ones who have passed on, or spirit guides, or guidance from the unseen. So there could be something here for sure. And it doesn't have to be about work. It can be about anything, you know, relationships, belief systems, your own journey, your own path, where you just feel like you're getting this warm embrace from the divine or from a past loved one or the unseen, but that it's very supportive and it's very encouraging and divinely guided. So you could see with this much sort of spiritual kind of energy coming through with cardinal and the 9, you could definitely see a lot of synchronicities this month. You could see a lot of like what feels like magic, like just beautiful things falling into place or divinely guided synchronistic events that, you know, could be feel very fated, like where you could meet someone who has the potential to be in your life for a very long time. And it's feels very, very divinely guided, almost like you've known this person across lifetimes type thing. That's very possible as well. But it can also be about like your dreams, coming through that again, just feel like messages from the beyond coming forward. And that, you know, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with those messages, that inspiration, those ideas? I would say anything that comes in for you this month that feels aligned, that inspires you, that sort of wakes you up from a slumber, trust it, because it is definitely coming in from, you know, your own higher self, you know, the divine, past loved ones, whatever the case may be. But it's very supportive and it's very much helping you to move forward and to pick back up and find, you know, put the wind back in your sails, so to speak. Because of course, for like 8 energy, you know, for you all, it's all about, you know, taking risks and sometimes them working out and sometimes them not. And that can be some faith breaking at times. So when you have these kind of cycles, like the 9 come through with cardinal energy, this is like that connection to spirituality or to something bigger than self, which you are also a part of, that reignites that flame, right? That really puts, again, the wind back in your sails to remind you of why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. But I do think you could see some very beautiful synchronistic events happen this month and just appreciate them for the magic that they are. You don't even really necessarily have to do anything with them. Just understand that you are fully supported and guided for sure. The other thing with the 9 energy that you're working with this month, there could be some things that do come to completion or end, right? But it's that that contract has ended, that time is done. It's served its purpose. And so now it's time to sort of clear the plate and allow more to come in, allow something new, refreshed, more aligned to come in at this time. So if there is something that needs to leave at this time, try not to hold too tightly to it. Obviously work through any emotions that surface for you around that completion, but try not to be so attached to it that you try to force it to stay, whatever it may be. Just know that it served a beautiful purpose and now it's time for the next, you know, part of the next leg of the journey to begin. And just know that you are so divinely supported and guided this month for sure. So I would definitely say any insights or inspirations that come in for you, even if you don't take action on them, at least write them down and revisit them, because I think they'll resurface and they'll probably resurface in a really big way. And it could be as early as next month when you'll hit a one cycle. So yeah, just interesting, but beautiful energy. So definitely pay attention to the synchronicities and the sort of symbolic messages that come through for you this month, because likely there's going to be messages attached to them that you can use on your journey forward. So this is incredibly beautiful energy, eights. And you can also see with this, like, rewards coming in, like sort of gratification for, you know, the return of investment for the effort that you've put forth on certain projects or relationships or whatever the case may be. But definitely with nine energy, not only is it about things falling away sometimes, but it can also be about those rewards, that acknowledgement, the validation that maybe we're seeking can come in at this time that can help again to put the wind back in our sails. So incredibly beautiful energy this month. Incredibly beautiful energy this month for you all, eights. Take care. Bye for now.